Teen Scene Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, the main event, TC Radio. Yeah, listen, back again. I'm glad everyone can tune in to their favorite show. Teen Scene Radio. Visit us online, facebook.com/Teen Scene Radio, and or email us directly at teenscenedream@gmail.com. Yeah, baby. Oh, yeah. Everything's good. Show me some love, girl. Woo! Man, Versace, Karl Lagerfeld, doing it big. Y'all was out. I was in Beverly Hills yesterday. Was it yesterday, day before yesterday? I think it was yesterday. You know, I was partying. You know, I was up at the, up at the beach, at Hermosa Beach, relaxing. Now I'm out of Santa Monica, enjoying the beach in celebrity style. Yeah, I had to grace Beverly Hills and Rodeo Drive on the way. Big shout out to Paris Hilton. She and me again. Yeah, we got a baby. Whoa. I love you, young girl. You gonna have my baby. Because I ever had my back messing with me. I come to the hotel when I'm in your area, when you're in my area. Stop by. Yeah, so, wait a minute.
Hello.
Listen. So, I'm in Beverly Hills. I'm looking around. They had the Cali bar up there once. I did a show up the street, Good Bar. You know, so, that's on Sunset. However, this Cali bar here, where a friend of mine had an album release party here at one point. I met some really good people, you know. But you know, you ever meet somebody at the club, or you ever meet somebody while you're on stage, or you're performing or dancing somewhere. You know, you had a good time, then this person becomes, a friend of yours or something. Yeah. Man, once a friend, always a friend. I go around the world, come back. All around the world now, I'm back again from Egyptian, Japan, and Amsterdam. Y'all remember that? Man, around the world. Man, that was a gem. That was a multi-million-dollar gem. But Jimmy Jam, Kid Riley.
Right here! Where you going, girl? Where you going to that radio show? That's my show!
Don't sell me wooden nickels, my grandma said. Yeah, I ain't no wooden teeth either. She's gonna have just fine! Yeah, so anyway. Yeah, so I'm up here on Rodeo Drive, right up the street from one of my offices in Beverly Hills. However, I haven't been here in a while. You know, I've been working on getting the street music done and this new business opportunity that goes with the motivational speaking and the social inheritance residual. Okay? Social inheritance residual. Okay? The SIR. That's the pay that you get for just investing in your future and doing nothing. That's the pay you get for just sitting around all day just being cool. So I've been working on that program. You know, when was the last time you were able to invest $100, get $200 back instantly, activate a perpetual monthly income, and live free forever? All right, we're talking about more than $4,500 a month, basically for doing nothing. And it could connect you with other wealthy business partners, a million-dollar network, at least five, happy-go-lucky people that are going to make money with you. I mean, but then what happens when you start making it after a few months? When you make it 10 grand, 15 grand, 20 grand, 30 grand? Man, when you become a millionaire, you start feeling like a millionaire. You start doing things like come to L.A. just to go to Rodeo Drive. So this place looks like, they say it looks like somewhere in London or Britain. You know, when I'm in London, I'm going to tell you exactly where, Britain or London. And that's before I go to Buckingham Palace, you know, I gotta go meet the royal family. Yeah. And we're going to get that done soon. However, listen, so I'm parlaying in the multi-million, billion-dollar industry, Tiffany store up there. You know, I had a friend of mine years ago. We went in that store. Yeah, that was few, when a few years ago, I come out with Birth of a King. On my first album, first time, first opportunity they offered, $100 million deal. But they have $100 million each. They want to give you $10 million. But they out of $10 million, because the artist, the artist get $10 million. Okay, where the other $90 million go? You don't want to give $10 million for no. Especially I produce, perform, write, all that. Publish, engineer, all that. Come on, man. So, out of $10 million, though, look how to bring it down. Out of $10 million to the artist, you want to give me $3 million up front. Out of $3 million up front, there's a $20,000 signing bonus. Out of the $20 million signing bonus, I show you some love. You know what I'm saying? Put a roof over your head and give you some little wheels to roll. Okay, well, let me get this straight. $100 million. Out of $100 million, you get $10 million to the artist. However, out of $10 million to the artist, they give you $3 million up front. However, out of the $3 million up front, they give you a $20,000 sign bonus. However, out of the $20 million signing bonus, you gonna show me some love with some little reels to roll and roof over my head. That is, you can put a roof over my head with a deed, with my name on it, down on, or at least one of the companies or name that, so they can't snatch the house out from up under my letter. Man, what kind of janky deal is that? Come on now. Where did the rest of the money go? I want everybody to think about it. Are you? Think with a smiley face, some breasts that say I probably had a kid before I met you. When she perpetrated the fraud, like she didn't have no kids at all, she was a good girl. What else? And, I mean, come on! Try to do everything right here. reason. I need my money. So I do what I move. Open up your business. How many people got dreams and goals? Okay, there's some dreams and goals I want you to write down, because when you get your money, you're going to have an opportunity to do what you want to do. Not what somebody else want to do, not what the employer wants you to do. When you're the boss, you do what you want to do. All right? Does it make sense? So, I mean, you know, that's a little bit more or less. However, man, you got to be careful about girls nowadays. Girls, tell me when you have a baby if I plan on being with you and a whole bunch of men and young men. A whole bunch of boys want to know when you was 10, if you got pregnant, you know, your father got you pregnant, your brother, sister, your cousin came over and got it working, and you had a baby at 11 or at 12, your nipples are perking, it look like you never had a baby. Don't lie to me! And try telling me you didn't have no baby. You're a lie. This is my little brother coming in the room at 12 years old with a 2-year-old talking about that's my brother. You know, look, by the time you're 24 years old, you've got a 12-year-old. By the time 27, you got a 15-year-old, and you telling me that's your little sister. And I'm thinking. I guess you didn't really lie to me if you never told me who it was in the first place. However, if it's your little brother, your little sister, just be honest. If it's your baby, it matters, because when you meet someone, especially when we teenagers, especially when we're young, we want to be with somebody that we can have children with, that we can procreate with. When we make love, you know what I'm saying? When we start connecting, we start moving in and becoming dedicated, committed, we want to be with somebody that's for us. I don't want to have no female that's secretly on the phone, middle of the night, talking to the baby daddy. I mean, I don't want to be friends. We exercise together. You understand what I'm saying? However, when it comes down to it, you know, when I get home, when I come home from the office, do I come home from school? By the way, I got an A. In one of my classes, I finished my final, I got A, I got officially a 4.0 GPA, I got another final to finish, and I'm wrap this up in a few minutes, got another final to finish, we're going to pull off another 4.0 semester, and that's 3 semesters in a row, 4.0. So, listen, I love you. You know what? I got a few minutes more to talk, and I want to touch on a subject. Immortal versus mortal. I said something about this on the Real Radio Show the other day. I just wanted to share with you all, because I've got a few minutes to go on the call here on TC Radio. And mortal, denoting, insinuating, and or suggesting that there's a limited living experience. What does it mean? Mortals only live for a certain amount of duration. Immortal, denoting, insinuating, or suggesting that there is no limit in the eternal living experience. Eternal living. Mortals have limited living experience. Immortals live eternally. Forever. Infinitely. Doesn't make sense. Listen. You can tell who's talking And who's using the Holy Spirit network based on what they're thinking about or what they're saying. Okay? People who are bound to the earth with a limited hour are what? Mortal. Those from a special expanse with eternal living are what? Mortal. An immortal can, however, walk the surface in the earth. However, immortals that walk the surface of the earth generally boast about, denote, insinuate, or continue suggesting that there is an eternal living experience. Doesn't make sense. A mortal, no matter where you take the mortal, lives in a limited experience nonetheless, no matter what you do. You can tell which one you're talking to. You can tell. Now, look, I'm thinking about what we're doing 1,000 years from now, beyond the seventh generation. Does it make sense? Other people are scurrying around thinking they only got one day or to continue living. What are we going to do? You can tell people rushing, trying to figure out how they're going to make out. What you rushing for? It's an eternity. You are what I'm saying? Come on, man. Come on, man. Fulfill my prayer, man. Come on, man. Come on, what? Mortals do not have any intention on an immortal noticing, seeing, and or recognizing the fact that they have a limited experience adjusted within their living experience. Okay? Because an immortal sees only a positive. If there's anything other than positive, and it starts going into the positive is a red, positive is a blue, cool type. However, if it gets into negativity, it becomes limited. Because why? Nobody seeks limited, seeks being around negativity for long. You can always be around positivity forever, right? So if negativity starts coming around, what happens? We start leaving. Oh, let me go. I want to be around that. A beautiful lady who talks sweet with her tongue, who's classy, elegant, and just, yeah. Who's virtuous? Man, I can stay around a virtuous lady eternally. However, when the contentious ladies come in the room, that is for a short while only. Does it make sense? Okay. Man is immortal. Ladies? I don't know. I won't start anything here. However, men have unlimited sperm distribution and can continue procreating. Menopause. You done opened a big can of worms there. Put that menopause on play, okay? Don't stop the music. Keep playing, Listen, I want you all to think about that, okay? And we'll say no more about that right now. Liz, I'm going to switch gears for me. I just want to say one thing to the police, to the military, okay, to authority figures, okay, to the sheriff, Timmy, personnel and their agents. Listen, let me explain something to you about authority. there's a way that we are trained and supposed to deal with and or control situations. There are policies and procedures that are associated with policing communities, even in the military. Okay? There's a just and positive way, especially in civilian territories and innocent people. When you use and or are using fear tactics or force as a method in control, especially when you're around innocent people who have not committed any crimes, this is the definition that is associated with terrorism. When utilizing terroristic tactics on innocent people, it is you that has become the terrorist. That is spiritually in people's minds, as well as physically in their physical experience. It does not matter whether you're wearing a badge or a uniform. Uniformed police officers can be charged with terrorism and endure terrorist threats as well. There are more formidable ways in making corrections. And in many instances, you actually have to explain to people what it is that you're desiring. Furthermore, you may even have to assist people in managing the desired result without force. Listen, if people have not committed a crime, do you realize in many countries it is illegal to engaging people in conversation if there's no crime in many territories, regions, and or global states is illegal. Police are restricted and or trained to refrain from speaking to citizens where no violation has been committed. Okay? I want you all to think about this. Many of you should not have been talking to some of these people where situations have gone. If someone doesn't want to talk to you, just because you're a police officer does not give you the right to be engaging people in conversation. Obviously, if you want to say, how are you on the way, that's great. How you want to stop and ask people questions and that's our ask for ID for no reason. Don't do that. Don't become the terrorist. Don't lose your job knowing you're not supposed to do some of these things. You need that paycheck. Obviously, we got this vision manifest thing that can pay you guys an additional $400 to $500 a month or so. Extra as investment partners in the International Salvation Vision Manifest. Okay? Gene, go to yourjewishreality.com, click invest, fill in an application for extra money. Housing, by the time you graduate high school or college, you can own your own home with a deed. They will give it to you for free. There's a $100 application fee. Once you fill in the application, they give you $200 back. It's like a grant. You got to tell five people who are interested in the same program about the program. That's the only thing they ask. And you are on your way. Your monthly residual income is activated. Okay, once you get your investment partner identification number. And I'm going to tell you something. This is the greatest thing. I just recently started working with this particular opportunity. I recommended it to the Sovereign Youth, and we're opening an office okay? You all work with us. This is one of the fastest growing programs all around the world. It's taking off and for you, everybody. If you have students at school who need this program, then get on the bandwagon, okay? And do it now. YourDreamsReality.com, an upper column, an upper menu, click invest, fill in the application. They'll get back with you. Okay? Scene, it's better than a grant, by the way. It's better than a grant. It pays you every month. After the first 49 days, it pays about $4,500 per month, and it never goes away. Okay? As long as you're in school, well, not as long as you're in school, even if you're not in school. If you never went to school again, I mean, I recommend education, though. No matter what you're doing, you need an office to work in, you work in an office, advisory board, trust me, you're going to enjoy this, even if you don't understand. When you start getting that money, they pay weekly, and then there's a monthly residual check. You get bonuses once a week, and then there's a monthly residual check. I'm telling you, this is the next best thing to wealth, okay? Because we, you know, when we were growing up, 80% of people were taught that you're supposed to go to school, get a degree, get a good job. 10 to 20% of us were born bosses. So we, you know, our parents own businesses, and we started our own businesses, open our own offices, stuff like that. However, this is like free money. This is like Social Security. This is like insurance, where, you know, people who get insurance money all their lives, or inheritance all their lives, where you just get a check every month. I'm telling you, it's the greatest thing. It's free. It's, you know what? This is just right for you. I love you. Team C Radio family, have an incredible evening. Remember, happy holidays. Visit us online at facebook.com/ Team C Radio. And or email us online at Team C Dream at gmail.com. I love you, Team Scene family. The Team Scene Radio is an international U.S. operations, one-star radio affiliate associated with all international U.S. operations, onestarradio.com family members. Remember, donate and contribute to Team Scene Radio at teamscenedream@gmail.com. Tune in once every Wednesday at 8 p.m. at your Team Scene Dream, Team Scene Radio, facebook.com/ Team Scene Radio. Team Scene Radio in the very near future will air on onestarradio.com, your favorite radio station all around the world. Have an incredible evening, and once again, you are a Team C Radio family.